Ron Maxwell with you, along with Al Barrett. He is the founder and ministry director of Threads of Hope. He's been our guest this morning. And Al, first and foremost, good morning once again. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having us here.
Let's give a little overview of the ministry. What's it all about?
We're a sewing ministry, Ron. We equip and train particularly widows and orphans how to sew to earn a living, even pastors. Mm-hmm. We work through the indigenous churches. Our focus has been in Kenya, but over the past 15 years, it has expanded to 23 countries around the world. Yeah. And our focus, as I say, is to bring the gospel through personal relationships by the sewing training that we provide.
And we're going to talk about the impact that this ministry has had in just a moment. But first of all, let's talk about some of the areas that you go into, in particular Africa. I mean, this is not exactly, these are not tourist areas.
What the Lord has put in my heart is to reach unreached people. And mm-hmm. These are in very remote areas, particularly in Africa. It's a very big, big, big continent. Even Kenya, where, of course, a lot of tourists do go, but there are, they go to see the animals particularly.
Yeah.
And we're out in that area, in Masai Mara, but we go to areas where tourists don't go.
Yeah.
And we have machines that we've placed there in mud huts 14, 15 years ago. They're still operating. I was just over there not too many months ago. And mm-hmm. when we do go visit, we try to go back to some of those areas to make sure these machines are still running well. And they're very remote areas.
Yeah. I would assume that these machines don't run by electricity.
Correct. They're treadle machines. We buy them particularly there in Nairobi. We've buy them through some agency we've dealt with for a lot of years and carry them out there with us in the vehicle.
Al Barrett with us, founder and ministry director of Threads of Hope Ministry. I know you probably have dozens of stories that you could share with us, but if you had to narrow it down and pick one, yeah. Share with us one story.
Yeah. There's so many in Africa, but we've also, one came up to our attention as a result of our ministry in Honduras. Mm-hmm. Took a few teams down there. We started a sewing center about 4 years ago in La Ceiba, Honduras. There was a girl in the first class. Her name is Catalina. She was in her 20s, had three little children, an abused woman. Her husband ran off, was a drunkard. The missionaries took her under the wing. She came and learned to sew at our sewing class and remained there sewing every day in the sewing center for the next 3 years. And they paid her to come and sew. And she made bags. We sent a lot of materials down there. Mm-hmm. She made a lot of bags. The sale of these bags and the proceeds were put aside unbeknownst to her. Mm-hmm. The missionaries put the proceeds away. Well, I just got back a few months ago an email from those folks. They said, here's what we've done. With the monies that we saved from Catalina's profits, we bought a piece of property and we're building her a home.
Wow.
And yeah. It was very moving to me and those that have been acquainted with helping us along the way to do all these things. The home was built by teams that go down there to visit mm-hmm. On short-term mission trips. The home was, the skin of it is made by a fabric we sent down there. It's donated through the ministry. Mm-hmm. It's an outdoor fabric that'll last 20 years. The roofs are tin. The inside, the walls are built with the fabrics that we sent down there. It's a real heavy-duty vinyl, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And we also built a roof on top of a boat for the mission boat that the missionaries used to go up the river to show the Jesus film.
Hmm.
So it's been a real godsend and a blessing for the fabrics and the machines. We're sending down, by the way, another 30 machines coming up in a few months.
Okay,
mm-hmm. We're going to send some more machines down. Another ministry, a sewing ministry, is being started in the La Ceiba Porvenir area, and another one in San Pedro Sula.
Mm-hmm. In addition to machines, do you also provide fabric as well?
Yes. The industry, mm-hmm. as I say, I'm a sewer by trade and still involved in the industry, and they have been really gracious and donations of even truckloads, semi-loads of fabrics that we've managed to move. Not all of them, and it's heartbreaking to see it all go in the dumper, but it takes funding to move all that stuff. And, but we've managed to move a lot of fabrics, like I was mentioned, down to Honduras. Some of those also went to other countries. We had a donation last year, a 53-foot semi-load of this stuff came in. We sent, I would say, almost $1 million retail value. Half of it went down to Haiti, and they're building shelters. We're getting photos back, stories back, how that is affecting the ministries down there, able to use it for shelters. The rest of it went to some down to Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Sierra Leone as well, and in Kenya. We had sent previously that same stuff. We're using that over there to, in the future coming up, to line pits in the ground to raise, do hydroponic farming with that fabric. So going beyond sewing, we still sew some of that stuff. It's used for a lot of different ways. Garments is really what they need. We're real involved with making garments because that's meeting their needs.